you ready for more? Lena here, Morning Minutes, episode 59. We're in John 17, 14 through 26. I am loving this gospel. I hope you are too. Today's teaching, understanding the source of your strength. Do you feel strong today? You might not feel strong, but you are strong in the Lord. So let's find out how. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I've sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, that I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Understanding the source of your strength. How can I not read every word that Jesus prayed for us right before his crucifixion? This is gold, guys. If you want to know what your Savior thought about and worried about, and he doesn't worry, but prayed about, you just read this prayer. And let me point your attention to three points of strength. Number one, the source of your strength is not in escaping the world, but in hiding yourself in the Lord. There was a book recently written about how now, as the culture has gone away from the Lord, that our only recourse is to isolate ourselves from the world, to live like in a monastery, like monks. That is not what Jesus is painting. Jesus is saying, man, look, you are in the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. The secret to our strength is an understanding that we don't have to escape the world. We don't have to isolate ourselves from everyone else. But we, as we are in the world, hide ourselves in the safety of the Lord's arms. We hide in the banner of his love. Listen, God's word is your strength against the world. Have I said this before? I feel like I'm a broken record. I've said this a million times before. You be in the word. You make it your banner, your covering. Let God's love be the banner over your life. By the way, that is in scripture. I think it's in his banner over me is love. I think it's Song of Solomon. God's presence is your strength in the world. God's protection is your hope against the evil one. So friend, as you go out into the world today, maybe you are in a vicious environment. Maybe you work for a company that doesn't have the beginnings of a clue of what God and his word is. Listen to me. You can still go to that job joyfully. You can still, shop in those stores that you think are... You can do it with the love of the Savior and the truth being your banner. You hide yourself in the shelter of the Almighty. Psalms 91 verse 1 talks about hiding yourself, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. That is your strength, Christian. Not to be out of the world, but to be in the world and not like the world. Number two. The source of your strength is not in isolating yourself from other Christians. Good one, huh? The source of your strength is not in isolating yourself from other Christians, but in being united with other followers of Christ. You know, I always tell you, it is an awesome thing to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, listen, there are others that call themselves followers of Jesus Christ, and it is an awesome thing for all of us to follow Jesus together. Did you hear when I read these words? Didn't Jesus not make a big fuss about that? He kept saying it. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who believe in me. By the way, he's talking about us, the ones who would come after and believe in him. He's praying for us, for you and for me. He says that they may all be one. Just as you, Father, and me, I knew that they also may be in us. He goes on and says it again. The glory that you've given me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. I think Jesus cares about unity. I don't know. Don't call me a genius, but I think if he said it a million times in this passage, it's because he wants us to be united. And listen, I know how hard it is to get along with other Christians. Satan is part of that. I really believe that Satan hits up the church to fight with one another, to disunite with one another, because Jesus says that that's how they'll know that we're Christians, by our love for one another, by our unity. So is it any shock that the church, and by the way, that marriages are constantly attacked by the evil one? Because if you have no love in a marriage, it's supposed to be a picture of the gospel. If you have no love in a church, it's supposed to reflect the love of Jesus. How can the world, they look at us and they laugh and roll their eyes. And listen, just because they laugh at us doesn't make it less true. We are the light of the world because Christ is in us. So let us be united. Unity is possible because of the Trinity. He exemplifies the unity. God the Father, three in one. God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Unity is God's will for your life. If you're wondering what it is this, that you be united in love with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Unity, by the way, the church is a big part of our life. It should be. The local church has to be. The church of Christ has to be a part of your life. You cannot be a Christian in isolation of the church. And then unity impacts the world towards faith. When, if the world could just see us Christians united instead of factioned and fighting and politicizing, let's stop doing that, Christians. Let's love one another like Jesus prayed for us to. So the source of our strength, thirdly, is in our relationship with God. So not in escaping the world, not in isolating ourselves from other Christians, but really the source of our strength is in our relationship with God. And really, this is what this chapter is about. It's about growing in relationship with the Father. It is about growing in love with the Father. And that's an awesome thing. Are you growing in intimacy with the Lord? Are you living in the knowledge and recognition that you are perfectly loved by God, that you are perfectly known by God, and that you are perfectly prayed for by the Savior? Listen, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Are you living in deeper intimacy with the Lord? It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and no less because Jesus loved you enough to pray for you. So know that even today, we're praying for you, friend. I am praying for you that God will bless you and keep you for His favor on you. I'll catch you again tomorrow. Have a great day.